Will Robinson.
Danger.
Spoilers.
Maybe that'll learn you to keep your big mouth shut.
And welcome to the second annual Geek of the Year show for the Geeks for the Win podcast.
Because it's second, that makes it actually annual.
Exactly. And otherwise known as episode 71, but 71 has no significance, so second annual Geek of the Year show sounds a lot better, I think.
Yeah.
And also, it's the last podcast of 2011 as well, because 2012 is near. The last year, you know, of existence, according to all the conspiracy nutbags, but how many times have they been wrong?
Because all the other doomsdays have come to pass.
Exactly. But how many times have they been wrong? Every single one. Because we're still...
All of them.
Exactly. Yes. We're still living, unless we're in the Matrix or something, and we're actually not alive, or I don't know. But anyways, 2011 Geek of the Year, where we've basically asked the audience for the past like month, you know, what movie of the year, TV show of the year, game of the year, as well as the rest of the Geeks for the Win crew, and you know, we're gonna discuss to length, you know, anything we have seen. Obviously, some people have said stuff that we haven't seen or we haven't played, so obviously we can't comment on that, but
true.
Between the two of us, we were hoping to get Harold on, but I guess the, you know, family, he's doing some family stuff or something, I don't know.
Yeah,
but
I'm casual terror bot, by the way.
Oh, I totally forgot. Yeah. I am your host William and my co-host Stuart.
Casual terror again. Yes.
Yeah. The whole intro and then the spoiler alert just threw me off. I'll blame it on that, because we've never had two things happen.
No.
In a row. But I love the spoiler alert. I love it. It's awesome.
Indeed it is.
So, I guess... Well, first off, I want to say thank you everybody who's participated, who've left us feedback for this episode, and
yes.
I think it's wise we've broken it down week to week, because we've gotten like 24 responses, if not more.
Yes.
So that's awesome. So Stuart, what topic do you want to jump into first?
Let's jump into TV show, because that's the first tab on my list.
Okay, I was about to say TV show no matter what you said, so that's good.
great.
Because I think
nice
I think,
know my opinion counts.
Oh, I'm just messing with you. Alrighty. So I guess I don't know how you've been the one collecting the data. Do you know if there's any like a winner, I guess, among the fans?
Yes,
not winner, but the most popular answer, because this isn't an award show. It's just our opinions, you know, it's just to see what everyone thinks.
Yeah. And for TV show, it's actually a three way tie.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I love ties.
First up with two votes, Walking Dead.
I could see that. Okay, I think that was a bit long. Maybe you can stop it a bit shorter if you can. I don't know how.
Okay.
But did you see this season of The Walking Dead or this half season?
No, I have not.
It was good. They had a budget problem, so there was less zombies. There was a lot less zombies so far because they, you know, their budget was like cut down a lot. But there was a lot of character interactions.
Well, with all the zombie stuff lately, I've been kind of bored of regular ass zombies. I want special zombies like Left 4 Dead.
You want special infected,
like We're Alive. I want special zombies.
Special infected.
Yes.
Okay. I gotcha. Yeah.
And I've never seen special zombies in a TV show or a movie.
You've never seen special zombies?
I don't watch that many zombie movies because there's so many.
Do you never see the Resident Evil ones?
I don't count.
Because those are special infected. Those are like, they've got a bunch of special infected stuff. And those are really good movies. I mean, I know. If you can get off your high horse, people, and not compare them to the video game and just look at them as movies, they're really entertaining. They're action filled. They're really great.
I have
great.
Not seen the latest one. It's on, I have seen all the others.
I think it's on Instant Watch. I want to say.
Yeah, it's on and off.
I'm looking it up as we speak, but
I want to say right now it's off, but I could be wrong.
I've got it on Blu-ray. It's awesome. It's a really good. It's really good, and I'm really mad I didn't see the 3D because it looks like it would have been amazing in 3D, and it'd use the same technology that James Cameron created for Avatar. So you know it would. It's the good 3D, not the. You know, it was shot in 3D and not added, I guess. But I've seen stuff that was added in 3D and not bad. But
yeah, we all know how I think about 3D.
Well, you haven't really seen anything good.
No, I have now.
What did you see?
Okay, I went to Best Buy and I tried out their 3D TVs.
What did you see?
It was like a short clip. Like Shrek was one of them.
Ah, Shrek! Come on now, really?
But like, even. See, there was another one. It was some animated movie, some Pixar.
You gotta go back. You gotta go back in like a month or two, and when Avatar, I think Avatar comes out in like January or the beginning of 2012, when that comes out in 3D Blu-ray, and see
what my problem is, and I from what I've heard is it's the same way in the theaters, even though it's 3D, it's still 2D. So it looks like a moving diorama.
Well,
like 2D diorama.
Well,
I don't like that.
The way Avatar was in the theaters, it was like it kind of added depth to it, you know, where there was different layers of stuff. Like you could see, you know, it wasn't cheap shit that popped out at you. It was just added depth to it. So it was a more richer experience. And especially when they did like the hologram stuff, like they had, when they would go in the spaceships or whatever, and they'd have holograms, whatever, that looked just amazing. But I really would say, you know, and that movie was shot in 3D, you know, 3D cameras that cost like $1 billion to make or something like that. So I would, you know, I would go to Best Buy when the Blu-ray releases and check it out then, because I'm sure they'll have that hooked up to like all their 3D TVs when the Blu-ray is released.
Okay.
Because for some reason they didn't release the 3D Blu-rays when, you know, they just released the Blu-rays, and I guess the 3D Blu-rays, I think they had some issue where they had to, where it took them longer, so I want to say it comes out in January. I could be wrong.
All right. But if it's there, I would definitely try it out. But the second number one pick for the community is Game of Thrones.
I haven't seen Game of Thrones.
I've seen the first two episodes. Even though I love fantasy, I couldn't get into it. I don't know what it was.
I don't know. I've heard people rant and rave about it, but it's on HBO, and I don't get HBO because there's really not anything good on HBO. I mean, I know a lot of people can argue, but yeah. You know, HBO recently just said, you know, we're canceling this show, like that Hung. I don't know if you know what that show is. It's about a guy who becomes a gigolo, basically.
Because he's hung.
Yeah. they're canceling that, which I guess was one of their popular shows, and then I heard they're canceling a few other more popular shows. So I don't know what they got, and you know, I tried watching True Blood season 3, I think 3, but I couldn't get past that.
4? No, yeah.
3, yeah, 4, 5, I don't know what season they're on now.
They're on season 4, I couldn't get past season 3.
Yeah, I couldn't get past 3 either, it was just, I don't know. And I've heard they've added so many other creatures like werepanthers and ghosts and all kinds
fairies.
Of fairies and
which is all in the books. but
yeah, but I mean, still. You can only do so much on a TV show. I mean, books, you can do all kinds of crazy stuff because, you know, books are books and they're, you know, imagination is unlimited. But when you try to do so many different creatures, when you have so much budget or whatnot and so much time, you know, I don't know.
Okay. Number three of the number ones for TV show is Community.
Community's just never really, I've just never really seemed like something I, you know, would get on board with. Nope. I mean,
it's a show that I could, if it's on TTV while I'm playing The Old Republic, I'll watch it, but it's not something I'm going to watch week to week.
Yeah, I guess. But I mean, and I love comedies. I don't know. There's nothing about that appeals to me like The Big Bang Theory or some other comedy show, other sitcoms do. It just doesn't seem like it has any uniqueness to it.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
They're shows I watch while I'm doing other stuff.
Yeah, I can see that. But normally, okay. I listen to podcasts. I don't watch shows while I do other stuff.
It depends on what I'm doing. But I'm going to list off the other nominees that all got one vote, which are Breaking Bad, Gold Rush, and Discovery Channel.
Oh, I was about to say, what's Gold Rush?
It's a reality show about gold miners.
Oh, okay. So it's kind of like Deadliest Catch, but with gold miners?
Yep.
Okay.
Castle.
Leverage.
Doctor Who, an American Horror Story.
Okay. Castle, I don't know why I stopped watching it. It's not because it was bad. It's just sometimes other stuff gets in the way and I just forget because, you know, I watch a lot of my stuff on like Hulu and stuff like that. And so I have to, you know, I have to go out of my way to watch stuff. So sometimes I just forget to watch, you know, I just forget about a certain show or whatnot. But Castle, that's a good show, and I'm totally glad. Nathan Fillion even said on the Nerdist TV show, this isn't a spoiler, but he was like, his highlight of the year was he got a fourth season. He's never had a fourth season for any show. So, yeah, but that's a good show. I truly do like that show. What was after Castle?
Leverage?
Leverage, that's a show I think I would like, but...
I've seen the first two seasons, which I think was season three was this year, and it was good. It's good.
It's got the dude from Angel. What was his name? You know who I mean? I think it's got the dude from the lawyer from Wolf Rim and Heart.
I've only seen a couple episodes of Angel.
You've only seen a couple episodes of Angel, the Buffy spinoff. Wow. I'm surprised.
Yeah. When we got to that on the Buffy episode, that's when I sat back.
Okay. Well, you should really check Angel out. It's good stuff. There's some craziness, but it's
on my long list of to do.
Because with Angel, I didn't like the character on Buffy. I hated him on Buffy, but after watching him on his own show, I really like the character now. And plus, spoilers alert, you know, Spike comes back. Spike's in the show a lot, so I know you like Spike.
Yeah.
So, but what was after Leverage?
Doctor Who.
What's after Doctor Who?
American Horror Story.
Yeah, I don't know. I've watched episodes. I've watched the first episode, and nothing. It just seemed, I don't know, it just didn't, nothing that grabbed me, but tons of people seem to really like it, so I really gotta, you know, I think I bought the first few episodes when I got my phone. It came with like a $25 coupon for Samsung's Media Hub for like TV episodes only. For, I don't know why it's just TV episodes, but so I bought, you know, I bought a couple of those episodes and other stuff, and I just haven't gotten around to watching like more than the second, you know, past the first episode, but I know a lot of people love it, and it seemed, I think it's doing, I don't know. I've just never been a Ghost fan.
Yeah, I know a lot of people who love it, but yet they didn't vote for it.
True, but I mean, you know, I like I said, I've never really been a big Ghost fan. I've never really, you know, not like vampires or zombies, you know. I mean, Ghostbusters, of course, we love that, but I don't watch all these different Ghost Hunters or Ghost Adventures or all these, you know, because, I mean, I personally don't believe in ghosts, but that's just, you know, that's my opinion. So all these reality shows where they're ghost this, ghost that, I just think it's dumb because I don't believe in it, but... And
that's your opinion.
And I, like I said, yeah, that is my opinion.
And it's wrong.
Says the internet.
That's right.
No matter what your opinion is, it's wrong.
It's wrong.
Alrighty. And that was all, right? All the TV shows?
That was all of the community TV shows.
Do you got the list for the crew? Okay, I got it. Up to.
Do you want to read theirs out?
Sure. Elf, she picked Bones. Really good show. Love Bones. Uh-huh.
Oh yes.
I love seeing the guy who played Angel. I can't pronounce his name. David Boreanaz.
Boreanaz.
Great show. I love seeing him being able to act. I mean, he just, you don't see him as Angel in that show. He's able to able to branch out. And NCIS, another great show.
Yep.
And I just want to say, I love Bones and NCIS because the characters are it's more about the characters' interactions, and the, you know, the murderers or all that are kind of, you know, in the, are just there's a there. Side thing.
Or there's something to move the plot along.
Exactly. But like CIS what's the CSI stuff like that, where it's nothing but, you know, they focus mainly on Law and Order, stuff like that, I just don't like, because I don't care about the murders and stuff like that. I just like the, you know, the characters' interactions and stuff like that.
Yeah,
that's why I love those two shows. And then she put Dexter, which I haven't seen the last couple episodes of Dexter, but it you know, considering it's the fifth season.
Yes.
Yeah, it did some really off the wall, you know, interesting stuff without jumping the shark. It did some off the wall stuff that added that was part of the story, the over, you know, the you know, how, you know, how like every season there's like a main threat against Dexter, like the main killer, or, you know,
the palm tree cut trimmer dude.
Well, there was season two was what's his name, Dogs.
Yeah
him, and, you know, the Trinity killer. Well,
which I think is probably my favorite season.
Oh yeah, John Lithgow was so fucking good. But this one, it's about what do they call him, the what is it, it's like the end of the world apocalypse killer, but that's not, I can't think of what they actually refer him to. Doomsday killer. Where with it, well, I don't want to spoil it. But it's really interesting. And I heard the ending is really great, and it's supposed to get two more seasons. They signed Michael C. Hall signed up for two more seasons, so,
well, that's good.
I could see them wrapping it up in two seasons, because, you know, it's gonna it's a show like that, it's gonna take time to wrap up. You can't just wrap up in like one season and end it, because there's just so much going on, you know. But that's definitely a great show. And Dark DJ picked Doctor Who, Breaking Bad, and Once Upon a Time.
Yeah, that's one of the two fairy tale shows that I have yet to see. The other one is Rumpelstiltskin, I want to say.
Do you mean Grimm?
Could totally be wrong.
Do you mean Grimm?
No, there's totally a show named Rumpelstiltskin.
I've seen episodes of Grimm, and that was pretty good, but I've never heard of Rumpelstiltskin. Anyways.
I think there is. I don't know. It might have just been, hey, character from this show.
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know.
Honestly, I don't know.
The magazine article or the magazine ad showing one dude's face and saying Rumpelstiltskin did not tell me a whole lot.
Okay. It's bad that we should always have IMDb as a tab.
We should, shouldn't we? Yeah.
The only thing that's popping up for Rumpelstiltskin is a 1995 movie, I think, so far.
Then no. Then it probably was a character from one of the two fairy tale shows then. I'm totally talking out of my ass then. Hooray.
Okay. Next, we've got, let's see. Harold picked Sons of Anarchy, American Horror Story, Sons of Anarchy number one, American Horror Story number two, and The Walking Dead number three. We've talked about The Walking Dead. We talked about all those except Sons of Anarchy, but Harold and I talked about Sons of Anarchy on a previous show a bit.
Yes.
And you still have not seen that.
No.
Which I need to make a I recommend. I think I need to make an I recommend like a few months in advance so you can watch like the first season. You have time, you know, you have like a month or two right. to watch a whole season.
I will watch the first season by this time next month.
Awesome. and that's our, you know, that I guess for us, you want to go for you?
For me, I haven't watched a lot of TV this year. I had to really think. Number one in my list is Doctor Who, of course.
Oh, definitely. I love Doctor Who. And it was a big improvement from season five. Season five was was rough. There was only a couple episodes that I can really go back and watch, you know?
Yeah. Like, my sister asked me, like, this season, which is the worst episode? And I had to really think about that.
Ooh, what would be the worst?
The pirate episode. Which isn't that bad. That's the thing.
I would probably say the.
If you rank them, it's down there.
I would probably say the one where they're underground, like in the missile or the not missile, but the construction drilling thing.
That was last season.
Oh, that was last season. Oh, then what would be? that's tough. I really liked the pirate episode. I thought that was good. I would have to look through an episodes list to see, but yeah, it was fairly good. And then they brought back Craig for the Lodge or two or whatever they called it.
Closing time,
yeah. Which everybody loved Craig or I it seemed like a bunch of people loved that character. I totally did. The Lodger was like my favorite episode of season five, even though most people liked the one the one with Vincent Van Gogh,
which was mine.
Yeah, most people like that, but I loved The Lodger. But yeah, Doctor Who was really good, and the Christmas special is technically season seven.
Yes.
Yeah.
So,
but the Christmas
which is
special,
also very good.
The Christmas special for season six was pretty good. I really enjoyed that. And it was crazy how he broke his own rules, like changing people's past.
I know, yeah.
So that was kind of cool to see the Doctor, you know, I guess bend the rules, or maybe the way I see it is maybe he's just lying about some of those rules.
Well, of course he is.
So.
Because rule one, the Doctor lies.
Yeah. okay, what's your next one?
Smallville.
See, I was thinking about Smallville, but technically most of the episodes of the last season of Smallville were started in 2010, so it's kind of a weird thing. You know, it borders.
Yeah.
So I didn't put that in mind, but yeah, the definitely last
I put it in mind.
10th season, you know, 10th season of Smallville was amazing. I loved it.
And I don't know what other show that I really watched this year.
I couldn't help you.
Camelot, I guess.
Yeah, see, I need to. I've forgotten to watch the last few episodes of Camelot. Or not Camelot, but Yeah. I'm thinking of Merlin. Never mind. All those shows. But yeah. Have you not seen this year's season of Merlin, though?
Not yet.
Oh, it's some good stuff, though. I totally forgot about that. I should have put that on my list. Oh, well. But.
What were yours?
Doctor Who, I put as number mm-hmm. three. Because I really liked it. It was good, but, you know, it as far as a season, there were a lot of standalone episodes that didn't really, you know, fit with the overarching story of the season. Number two, my second choice was number two would be Sons of Anarchy. I mean, it was amazing. It was just action packed. There was a lot that happened, and I know that a lot of people were kind of upset at the end of Sons of Anarchy when a character didn't get killed, but it was amazing. And number one for me would be Breaking Bad, because it just got better. Season four was better than season three, and season three was better than season two, and season two was better than season one, and season one was amazing. So, yeah, definitely that's a show you need to catch up on, too.
I do, yeah.
But
see, like I said, a long, 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 long list of to do.
I have a long list, too, so you're not alone. I guess, what, movies now?
Yes, we can go to movies, which actually is my next tab.
Awesome.
And as I pull up the summary, loading. Okay, we do have an actual winner on this one. With 4 votes out of 22, Super 8.
I have not seen Super 8 yet. Have you?
Hold on, I forgot to do this.
Okay.
Yes, I have indeed seen Super 8.
And would you?
And I got the Blu-ray for Christmas.
Oh, nice. So would you say, you know, it's number one, it's movie of the year worthy?
It's not on my top three.
Oh.
But it is definitely one of the best of the year.
See, I didn't jump to see Super 8 right away. I'm going to probably see it in the next week. The next week I'm going to be trying to watch all kinds of, you know, movies and catch up while I play The Old Republic or do something else. But actually, anyways, that's another topic. We'll get into games. But it's just all the commercials and trailers for Super 8. I was like, at the end of it, I was like, I have no idea what this movie is about. And I would watch, you know, I could watch the trailer over and over again, 10 times in a row. And it just never told you really what the movie was about. It was
that's what got me interested.
I didn't know if it was,
know what it was.
I didn't know if it was a fantasy, if it was a sci-fi, if it was a horror, if it was. I just didn't know. It seemed like it could be a, you know, aliens attack movie, or, you know, a fantasy or sci-fi, or it just I couldn't understand what.
And that's what made it fascinating, because you didn't know what you were getting yourself into.
But as far as going out to see it, like, in theaters, no, that's terrible for me, because, you know, movies can cost, you know, a pretty penny now, seeing in theaters. So unless you know what you're getting yourself into, I mean, I only saw 2 movies in theaters in the theaters this year. So
I saw a bunch. So
yeah, but I mean, I just because money and whatnot, I still need to see Sherlock Holmes, but that's a different story, you know. But it's just, there's been a lot of movies where I'm like, you know, I can wait for a few months for it to come out on Blu-ray and watch it that way. That's just the way I felt. But alrighty, what was the others?
Number two on the community's list was The Muppets with 3 votes.
Oh, that's a movie I want to see so badly.
Yeah, sadly, I have yet to see it as myself.
Oh, I was meaning to go see it in theaters, but stuff just came up, preventing me from actually going out and seeing it in the theaters.
Yeah.
And I think it's no longer in theaters, so maybe when it comes to the, well, maybe I'll venture out and see it in the dollar theater, but our dollar theater is pretty ghetto. I mean, the seats are, most of the seats are broken. The floors are always, you know, nasty. It's a
Sticky floors are part of the movie going experience.
It's a one theater. It's a one theater. You know, one screen theater.
Yeah, yeah. That's how my old movie theater was back where I lived, and the seats were made for skinny people.
Well, I mean, this isn't our only one. It's just our cheap one, our cheap theater, where it's like $2 a ticket. So, and they get the movies like a month after, 2 months after, or whatnot. You know, after they leave the main theaters. But maybe I'll venture out to see the Muppet movie. Maybe I'll, bring a can of Lysol and spray everything down.
Okay. Number three for the community was Harry Potter.
Oh, I forgot about Harry Potter. Harry Potter was good. I really liked Harry Potter. I think it was a good way to wrap it up. The only complaint I really had with it was some of the, you know, of course, some of the story wasn't exactly right with the book on certain parts, and it was
like that with all of the movies though.
Yeah, and the end. Where they did the 19 years later or whatever, they just looked weird.
It looked bad.
They didn't look really older. They just looked like themselves, but really sick.
They actually should have cast people for that.
Yeah, they really shouldn't have had, because they just looked like they were really sick. Like they had some big like illness, like AIDS or something. You know, something to really make them look really
especially Jenny.
Yeah.
Jenny not and right. Harry,
they both looked really bad.
Harry, I think looked similar, but Jenny just looked wrong.
Yeah. But, you know, it was good. It wrapped it up. It was, you know, 8 movies and that's it. I don't know. I keep hearing rumors that she's writing more books, or she's going to, she wants more millions of dollars. I don't know. I keep hearing rumors that she's writing more, but I don't know if that's true or not. So what were the others?
Okay. The rest of these got one vote. Captain America, The Warrior, Real Steel, Immortals, Sherlock Holmes 2, Drive, Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, X-Men First Class, Sucker Punch, Rise of Planet of the Apes, Tucker and Dale versus Evil? Never heard of that one. I have no idea what it is.
I've seen that. I really didn't think that. I've seen that on like Netflix or stuff or, you know, Zune or stuff like that. It looks like a comedy, you know, stupid comedy, B-rated weird movie. Not a triple A movie, not a blockbuster movie though.
Well, obviously.
Yeah.
Courageous and The Help.
I've barely seen any of those movies, unfortunately. Unfortunately.
Yeah, I've seen two of those out of the ones that got one vote.
I've seen, what was it? I've seen Captain America and
you've seen the X-Men.
X-Men, yeah. Yeah.
Did you see Sucker Punch?
Yeah, Sucker Punch too. Yeah, I saw Sucker Punch. Yeah. So those three were good. Yeah. I keep forgetting Sucker Punch came out this year because it came out so early in the year, I think.
Yeah, that's the hardest thing to do with of the year shows, because you also have to think of last year, like basically.
Yeah.
What came out in January?
See, I had to Google like, you know, movie 2011 movie release, or really, you know,
release dates
and stuff like that, and look and be like, yeah, okay, I've seen that. That was good. That was good. That wasn't. Yeah, stuff like that.
Yeah, I had to do that. If I can talk, I had to do that with video games. So,
yeah, that's gonna be crazy when we get to that. But Sherlock Holmes 2. I really wish I would have seen that, because I would have put it on mine, but I haven't seen it yet. But I guess as far as our crew goes, website crew.
Crew? What?
Elf put Harry Potter, Hobo with a Shotgun, and then Tinker, Taylor, Soldier, Spy. That's all one movie. That's all one thing. Tinker, Taylor, Soldier, Spy.
Yeah, that threw me off when I first read that. I'm like, wait a minute, she voted for like 5 movies.
Yeah. Actually, that would be 6, but yeah.
Yes.
But no, that's 3. Dark DJ, The Muppets, Source Code, and Harry Potter.
Still want to see that.
I don't even know what Source Code's about.
From what I've heard of the plot, it's a lot like Groundhog Day, only with explosions.
So everything repeats?
Well, no, it's like this something happened, and this guy keeps going back in time to try to stop this thing from happening.
Okay.
But his girlfriend is also getting killed. That's not the thing he's being sent back to stop, but he's trying to help save his girlfriend's life.
Okay, so I guess
in the process
he's trying to do stuff, and then more stuff happens, or
yeah, that's okay. The premise of every
anybody
every
famous
movie.
In that.
Yes, as I stall as I'm typing
because
in
I haven't
IMDb.
Seen any. I haven't seen any like trailers for it or.
Oh yeah, I have. I saw tons of them.
Oh really? Okay.
Oh, I don't want top news.
I mean,
I want to type something in.
I just haven't. I guess the first half of the year. I just hadn't really watched TV, live TV. It's just recently I've been watching, the last few months I've been watching live TV where trailers have occurred. So I guess I missed out. But I heard for the last few months, you know, for the longest time since I can remember, you know, source code. I just heard people.
Well, yeah, about. Just because Jake Gyllenhaal's
in. There we go, that dude. I don't have an opinion on him. I don't think I've seen many things he's done.
I really enjoyed Prince of Persia.
I haven't seen that. Isn't that on Instant Watch?
Could be.
I know it was when it released on video. I know. Yeah, it is. It released when it released on video. It was like straight to Instant Watch. Which was like, it's not a good sign. But yeah,
it's a pretty good movie.
Yeah, I believe you. Jake Gyllenhaal, I recognize the name, but I can't really think of much he's done.
Brokeback Mountain.
Oh God, really? Did he really do that?
Yes, he did.
Oh God.
He was one of the guys in Brokeback Mountain.
Oh God.
But he was also Donnie Darko.
Oh, that's a movie I haven't seen. It's a movie I've always wanted to see, but I don't know. I just
Daffer tomorrow.
Oh, that was a
Jarhead.
Good, that was actually a good movie.
Zodiac. These are the movies that I've seen. He's in.
Let's see. I'm looking. Oh right, wow, he really
does. Wasn't City Slickers?
It's probably not a big role. Probably he was a little kid or something.
Yeah, he was probably like one of the guy's sons.
But. Wow, he's really a new actor. He doesn't have a big list.
Yeah, by new, you mean 1991 is when he started.
But I mean, from 1991 to now, it's not really a big list.
Well, not as big as some other people.
Yeah, but he's probably going to be the next one of the next big actors. So, you know, from now to 2015,
I think he already is.
Well, I mean, yeah, but I mean, like from now to like 2015, he'll probably double, if not, you know, more, his movie list. That's what I mean, but
yeah.
Alrighty, I guess. And Harold picked, I guess, Sucker Punch for number one. Harry
They're
Potter,
not in order.
Number two, Sucker Punch, and number three. Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
I think he was just trolling. 2-1-3.
2-1-3, yeah. Sucker Punch was really good. It actually took me a second viewing to really understand what was going on, because it was just kind of confusing for me. I guess the
Mass
first
chaos.
I guess the first time I watched it, I really wasn't paying super attention to it.
Pretty girls.
Because it's crazy. It's just a crazy, complex movie. So many different things going in different worlds or fantasy worlds or whatnot. But my biggest complaint is you never saw her actually dance. Her dancing was like supposed to be amazing and everybody loved, you know, it was supposed to be like so hot and so sexy, but you never saw it. I was hoping at the end they would actually show, you know, or something, but nope. And still have not seen Rise of the Planet of the Apes, but I think if it's still on Amazon Instant Watch for like I think it's $1.99. It's $3.99 now. Damn it. But for the Christmas weekend, it was $1.99. But if it, you know, if New Year's weekend, if it's $1.99 again or whatnot for their weekend deals, I'll definitely pick it up. If not, I'll Netflix it. I'll get the Blu-ray on Netflix whenever it comes out, if it's not already out.
It is out, yes.
Well, I mean, I know it's out, but I'm if Netflix has it or not.
Oh, okay.
Because it's the movie releases are just confuse me, you know? There used to be a point where I would, you know when movies were coming out, and I would get excited, and I would always look, you know, see what movies are coming out this month and whatnot. But since video stores are kind of, you know, gone, it's like, okay, when does Redbox get it? Okay, Redbox doesn't get it for 2 weeks after it comes out on DVD and Blu-ray, and then Netflix doesn't get it for a month or, you know, whatnot, yeah. It does get it, or it's all crazy and confusing. Hopefully that stuff goes away, because hopefully everyone gets it when they get it, when it comes out. Hopefully that can happen soon again, because it's hard to watch a damn movie. But I guess, do you want to go, or actually, I'll go.
Your turn to go first.
I'll go. Where's my list? Number three, Pirates of the Caribbean 4, basically. I forget, Strange Tides. At Strange Tides, or I forget what the, you know. But basically,
Curse of the End Tide?
No.
Dead Man's Chest?
No. So I don't know.
Curse of the End Tide's Chest.
Pirates 4. There we go. Pirates of the Caribbean 4. Really great. I really enjoyed it. I know a lot of people see. I'm thinking maybe a lot of people don't watch the Easter eggs at the end of the movies, because a lot of people were complaining that, you know, what was it, Keira Knightley and what's his name, Orlando Bloom's characters weren't there in this one. If you watch the third one, the Easter egg, you know, after the credits or in the middle of the credits, they wrapped their story up. I mean,
yeah,
he had to basically become, you know, he had to bring the lost souls to the other world, you know, all that.
He became the next Cthulhu.
Yeah. He took over Davy Jones's job, and she had a kid, and they showed, you know, I guess, 10 years later, where he's able to come ashore, and her and the kid, so she wouldn't be able to go do adventures because she has a kid. But what was it, Penelope Cruz?
Yeah.
She was amazing. She was amazing in this movie. She was like a female Captain Jack. she was awesome, and of course it had Blackbeard, so you know,
yeah,
that's always awesome there. But my next would be, where's my list, Green Lantern. I know a lot of people frowned on Green Lantern, but I really liked it. I thought it was really good.
So did I.
And I'm looking forward to, you know, Green Lantern 2, the neck or whatever. Another Green Lantern, because I really thought it was good.
Yeah, because the end, hey, Sinestro Corps. Yes.
Exactly. I totally had a geekgasm at the end, and I was watching with my dad, and I'm like, you know what that means? And he like, yeah, I kind of vaguely know. My dad vaguely knows, and he's like, that's the yellow lanterns, right? And I'm like, yeah, sure, Dad. Yeah.
Yep.
Basically. And number one, Captain America. I really enjoyed Captain
America. Still haven't seen it yet.
It was really good. I really enjoyed it. I thought, you know, what was his name? Chris Evans did a great job as, you know, I think he can hold his own against Robert Downey Jr. See, a lot of people are like, oh, he's such a great actor, Robert Downey Jr., he's going to steal the camera. Well, not necessarily. I mean, yeah, he's a great actor, but have faith.
From the clips of the Avengers that I've seen, it's going to be great.
Yeah. I mean, and it all depends on the directing, you know, too. And Joss Whedon, we all know, we all love. I have faith in him.
In Josh, we trust.
Exactly. Yeah, definitely. That's mine. What's yours?
My number one, I'm going to go from number one down. Rise of Planet of the Apes.
Really?
That's a fantastic movie.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
I'm shocked.
Nah, it is so good. Once you see it, you'll know, yes, this is number one.
Nah, I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. But, yeah, I'm sure I'll like it.
Yes, it's very good. And my number two, I'm actually surprised it's not in your top three. X-Men First Class.
It's in my top five for sure. Definitely.
Okay.
I like Captain America, Green Lantern, and Pirates a little more than X-Men, honestly. Like the franchise or the genre or the, you know, as a whole. If that makes sense.
Okay, yeah, it does. And my number three is the Green Lantern.
Awesome.
So you were not alone in liking the Green Lantern.
I know we talked about this a couple episodes back, and I'm glad I'm not, because I, you know, a lot of people were like, oh man, it's just horrible, you know, it's just horrible. And I'm thinking,
but why is it horrible?
Why is it horrible?
Because it is. That's not a good excuse.
I mean, no, the special effects were really cool, I thought. I really didn't think they were cheesy. I mean, I thought they were pretty cool. I mean, how else can you do the way he did? How else can you do Green Lantern the way they did it? I can't imagine.
No.
I mean, I guess, you know, have, I don't know. But, and the story was pretty good. And as far as I know, it was spot on with the comics. It was pretty much canon. As close as they could to a movie adaptation. So, but, and you know, like we said, the Easter egg, and I love how they teased it in the middle of the movie.
Yeah, yeah, it was definitely mentioned.
Yeah, so that was definitely awesome. So, yeah, that's definitely movies, you know. And now it's like video games.
Yes.
Video games.
All right. In the community, the number one video game for the community.
Skyrim.
Is Skyrim.
I figured.
Yes. It was 8 out of 16 people voted for Skyrim. That's half.
And I'm surprised only 18 people voted for video games.
Either I missed people, or a lot of people just voted for like one thing, and I might have just missed their other entries and exploding out there somewhere. But yeah, out of a majority of people voted for Skyrim.
Alrighty, and I just want to say, if y'all can't get mad at us for not including you or whatnot, because, you know, right before I even got on to record, I said, last chance, people, to get your movies, games, and TV shows of 2011 in.
And I actually did get a couple last minute entries.
Well, I've gotten none.
So
no one's replied to me when I tweeted that.
Well, these were, most of these were two geeks for the win.
Yeah, but I mean, on my account, I tweeted, you know, right before I got on, like a minute before I got on Skype, I said, people, you know, and I just refreshed now just to check to see if anyone has, and nope.
Yeah, nothing.
So we've tried to make sure everyone has their voice, and we're done. Hopefully, Stuart, you kept track of who all, so we can give shout outs.
Oh yes, I have the list of everybody.
Awesome. So I guess what was number two and what was number three?
Number two was Portal 2.
Okay, I was gonna get upset if people didn't mention Portal 2, because
yeah, with 3 votes. The Portal 2 is a great game. Yeah, it really is.
Definitely.
Number three was Arkham City with 2 votes.
Awesome. I would have played Arkham City, but I still have to finish Arkham Asylum, and I bought Arkham Asylum on Amazon, and supposedly they shipped it out and it never, I guess they said, oh, we tried delivering it and it came back to us and nope. Wrong house or something, because I was home the time, you know, I was home. I was there to, you know, make sure I would have gotten it. So, and that really upset me. I got refunded, but that upset me because it was like $15 for the Game of the Year edition.
I bought it on Games on Demand for $20. So
yeah, see, I heard the even with the blue and red glasses 3D, I heard that was still kind of cool, and I just wanted to try that, just not play the whole game, just see how, you know, see if it actually is, see how it is, and.
But everything's got a purple tint.
Yeah, like I said, just see how it is for like a little bit, not the whole game, obviously, but yeah. Alrighty, what were the other ones? The other.
The rest of these just got one vote. Battlefield 3, Uncharted 3, and Saints Row the Third. All threes.
It was the year of the threes. I mean, you had
yes, and
Resistance 3, Killzone 3 to add to that, and a bunch of others. Modern Warfare 3.
I put Modern Warfare 3 on the list because I thought somebody would vote for it. It got zero votes.
Which technically Modern Warfare 3 is Call of Duty 8.
True.
Not a lot of people know that, but or if you even thought
Modern
about
Warfare
that.
3.
Yeah. See, Harold just popped on Modern Warfare 3 on Raptor.
know what he's
so
doing.
So I'm calling you out, Harold. If you're listening, which hopefully you still are, you know, I'm calling you out because you're supposed to be recording. I tweeted you and everything to remind you. And you're playing
you
Modern
are
Warfare
caught,
3.
Son.
Come on now. You're going to ditch us right after we made you a member.
Well, he's probably playing Modern Warfare 3 with his daughter.
Maybe. except for he said he plays Black Ops with his daughter because Black Ops guy has the...
That is true, yes.
So
because of the bots, yeah.
Yeah, the training mode or combat training, yeah. So yeah, we're calling you out.
Or caught, son.
That's strike one.
Are we going for strikes now?
I don't know.
Oh, God.
I don't.
What am I on?
You're a founder, so you're grandfathered in. So unless you leave on your own.
Win by default. All right.
Unless you leave on your own, you're yeah, we're stuck. We're stuck with each other unless we leave on our own.
But I'm never going to give you up.
Oh, God.
I go ahead.
Oh, please don't go any further.
I don't know any more of that movie. That's the only line of that movie I know.
Oh, movie? What movie?
Yeah, that's from Brokeback Mountain.
Oh, I thought you were Rick Rolling.
I'm never going to quit you. That's the line.
Yeah, I thought you were Rick Rolling me. Never going to give you up.
Never going to give. Never going to give.
And here's where I insert the song to Rick Roll everybody. No, I'm not. I'm not, because that requires extra work. And it's the holidays, you know. We're still doing we're doing this show, but it's the holidays, so I really don't want to do too much extra work because I'm filled with all kinds of holiday great foods. And anyways, I have Old Republic too. So, speaking of, you know, or back on to games, our games of the year. Elf, she said she's so behind on games, so.
I love that game.
I haven't played it yet.
I play it all the time. I'm so behind. God.
Dark DJ picked, or he I don't know if these are in order or not, but they didn't list them, and you know, he didn't list them 1, 2, 3, 4 or anything on any of his. So, Skyrim, Dark Souls, and Portal 2.
Which I've had Dark Souls and the GameFly package for a month now.
So basically, you like bought it like twice, almost.
Kinda.
Twice
no, once. Because 1 month.
I know.
That's 1 month. That's $17. Oh.
Is it not in the bargain bin yet?
I don't think
still,
so.
Oh, I don't know. Anyways, Terold picked Skyrim, NCAA football, and Forza 4.
NCAA football 12.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they figured it's 12. I thought it, okay. I'm guessing he hasn't played Portal.
Might not have.
I'm guessing. That's the only thing that could... That's the only reason why I could think that it wouldn't be on anyone's top three is they just haven't played it.
Yeah, I mean, come on. NCAA football? No. Portal? Yes.
Exactly. Forza 4? No.
Yes? Oh.
Not compared to Portal.
No. Okay.
Come on now. Anyways, I guess what's yours?
Mine, hey, huge surprise here. Star Wars The Old Republic. Gotta say that's my number one game.
Okay.
My number two game would be Saints Row.
Oh, wow.
Because that's a fun game. And my number three games, because god damn it, I cannot pick one game to put in this top, in this third slot. I can think of like five. But one game that whenever I see game footage of, I think to myself, I want to play more of that game, would have to be Battlefield 3.
Okay, wow. No Portal 2.
Portal 2 is one of those games that I, along with LA Noire, Modern Warfare 3.
No Skyrim?
Skyrim's another one.
All right.
So many good games. And they all come out at the same time. So I haven't even touched Assassin's Creed yet, which I have now.
Yeah.
I haven't opened it yet.
There's a bunch that I haven't gotten to play that I really wanted to. That, you know, but do we have a... Well, Old Republic. But I guess my games, number three, Crysis 2. That was a gorgeous game. The story was amazing. It really was good. It was a really good story. I really liked it. Gameplay was great. Multiplayer was fantastic. It seriously is a game I really enjoyed and really loved.
If Ace Black would have voted, you might not have been alone on that one.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, it's not like it's an award show. It's just our opinions. We're just seeing what everyone thought and sharing it with everybody else.
And then giving everybody cheers.
Yeah. Number two would be The Old Republic. Because I haven't had as much time to play it, because I made this list a little bit ago. But I haven't had enough time to play The Old Republic because I wasn't in the beta. I didn't really get in the pre-order. You know, I got my pre-order code, and I got the game a little early, but I didn't get a chance to actually play it till launch because real life sucked.
And how many hours have you put into The Old Republic?
Like 40-something now.
And you still haven't had enough time?
Well, not, you know, when I made
this list. And you still want to play more?
I made this list, like, you know, and I've already submitted my top to the Talking About Games, whatever. So I've already gone on record saying what my top three was at that time. But I really liked Portal 2 so much, and I really wanted it to be... I liked it so much, and I think it just deserves to be Game of the Year. I really do, or at least my Game of the Year. I think it deserves it, just because it was just... The characters were just amazing. I have the whole Cave Johnson, when he's like, when life gives you lemons... throw the lemons back in life's face, and I'm gonna hire people to make combustion lemons, and you know, whatever, and that whole speech. Oh, I have that, I think, as a ringtone. and GLaDOS is just chanting, "Yeah, yeah, he's right." And in the back, that whole scene is just amazing. Cave Johnson was great. Wheatley was great. GLaDOS, you know, is great as usual. I know a lot of people said they didn't like the end song as much, you know. Jonathan Colton's song. They didn't like that one as much as, you know, Still Alive, but I still like that song. And the new mechanics they added to the game really was interesting. Yes. And fun. They really, you know, it was portals, but they added new stuff to it to make it still fresh and seem like a new, you know, seem like a real, true sequel, a good sequel.
Yes, it
and the co-op.
It would did, yes.
The co-op was so much fun. I mean, I had a fun time playing with Deshane Vox and on Steam. I actually played the co-op on PC because PSN was down and for 2 months, and so we played. And plus, you got a free on the PS3. You got a free copy on Steam, so that was
be glad of that.
That was awesome
because that was 3 days later. PSN went down for months.
And I was smart. I was one of the smart people who, as soon as I got that game, I registered. So I got my Steam copy, because when PSN was down, you couldn't get your Steam copy unless you registered on PSN, I think, or something like that. Linked your accounts or whatnot. So I was lucky and I was smart. Not lucky, I was smart and did that right away. But
Giant Bomb mentioned this, but in that game, your ally becomes your arch nemesis, and your arch nemesis becomes a potato.
I know. That was amazing, too. Oh, I mean, there's just so much to that game where it was just the Old Republic is awesome, and I'm addicted to it, and I'm playing it over and over again, but, you know, I haven't beaten it, and I've beaten...
You never will.
I know, but I mean, I haven't, you know, I haven't gone through the main story yet. I mean, the Portal 2, there really was not anything about that I didn't like. The whole experience was probably one of the best experiences I've had so far this year. It was just awesome. It had so many great stuff. And like I said, I made this list like a few days ago, and, you know, I think sometime last week or something like that. I can't remember when, but right before Christmas, I think, and the last couple days, I've just had marathon runs of the Old Republic, so maybe if I hadn't said it, I don't know, but I just think, you know, Portal 2, I just wanted to give Portal 2 more love, because it's amazing, and I need to find someone who has Portal 2 on Steam so I can do the co-op DLC with, because I got rid of the PS3 copy. Because I don't play PS3. I had it on Steam, so I was...
Nobody does.
Well, there's lots of people in the community, in the OFR community, who, you know, play on the PS3, but I'm just not one of them. Because I'm a 360 guy, but now I hardly touch my 360. Because the Old Republic is so good. Oh, I love the Old Republic. But I guess, That's it, I guess. Is there anything else you wanted to mention?
I want to thank everybody who voted.
Not voted, but gave their...
Who told us what their picks are?
Yeah, I just want to make it clear, because I don't want anyone to get offended or get upset. This is all our opinions.
It technically was a vote, because there was a winner, because. There was a graph. I was looking at the graph during the show. There was a graph.
Well, that's because you made it.
It was a bar graph.
That's because you made one, but we...
No, Google made it for me.
Well, you know what I mean. But, you know, this Geek of the Year isn't really meant to be a award show.
No, it's not an award
show. It's just, you know, seeing what everyone...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the people who gave their 2 cents were... Easy Rock Slide, Blue Man Rule, Bodhi, Crashing, David Mochizuki, Devious Mr. Matt, Dyer, Yuan Campbell, if I think that's how you say his name, Fadios, Forgetful, Ice Warm, Nox, Master Wabbit, Mathanug, Meliana, Michael Corbin, also known as Scarfinger, Patriot 1030, Risto, The Prophet 209, Tilt 101, and Ten Pan Alley.
I've got to be honest, I really don't know who 75% of those people are.
I know. That's awesome.
that's really great. You know, people speak up more, interact with us so we can get to know y'all. Because, you know, we want to know who our listeners are. And, you know, definitely let us know, and... We want to interact more, and hopefully in 2012 we can do a lot more things. I've got some ideas for contests and more fan interaction stuff, and a bunch of ideas for you know, for the Geeks for the Win crew / team / website / whatever. Tons of plans in my head that I gotta write down or talk to you about, Stuart.
Okay.
So hopefully 2012 is gonna be an epic year.
Yeah, because that's our last.
I guess, you know, we can. Is there anything you wanted to talk about, like, on the show?
I kind of want to know what you're looking forward to in 2012. Not, you know, not Geeks for the Win wise, but geek in general wise, like movie, video game.
I'm looking forward to We're Alive because I don't think it's going to come out this year because there's only a few days left.
Yeah.
Hopefully it does. That'd be awesome. But because I got,
yeah, that'd be great.
I got on that late and I powered through that like quicker than anybody, I think. I powered through that quick. What else? I'm looking forward to the new Spider-Man movie, The Avengers, and The Dark Knight Rises.
I'm with all of that.
I'm looking forward to the Doctor Who Easter special because the stupid Olympics are postponing the season 7 to where it's going to be the end of 2012. But 2013 is going to be great because we're going to have so much Doctor Who.
Yeah, because, well, that's also the 50-year anniversary of Doctor
Who. So hopefully we get some awesome special where, like, David Tennant comes back and maybe, you know, like a 5 Doctors thing or 3 Doctors or whatnot, you know?
Dude, yes, 3 Doctors. Oh, my God. Christopher Eccleston, David Tennant, Matt Smith.
If nothing else...
I need to change my pants now.
If nothing else, bring, like, the companions back and bring... The Doctor, Donna, that's not Donna, but that's the Doctor.
the Doctor, Donna.
That's not Donna.
And Rose. Bring back Rose.
Well, I mean, the Doctor, Donna, that's the Doctor that's with Rose. You know what I mean? The human Doctor?
Okay.
Yeah. Because technically he's a Doctor, Donna, because he's got...
No, he's not Doctor, Donna, because Donna's Doctor, Donna.
Well, she it's her DNA that turned his hand into... The Doctor.
But, no.
Human
no,
Doctor.
The Doctor that's with Rose is the human Doctor.
Yeah, from her DNA.
Not a Doctor Donna. The human Doctor.
Well, he's not kind of Donna. A Doctor Donna, but not
Donna. He's the human Doctor. He has his own name. He's the human Doctor.
Yeah, okay, whatever. it means all the same.
Not to me.
It's just different names. Yeah.
Because Donna is annoying as hell.
Oh, you really think so? Even after... It's all said and done. Towards the end, you still think she's annoying?
Yes.
Oh, I gotta admit, at first, we've all talked about this before. But what else? Borderlands 2, I hope, comes out 2012. I'm not sure when the release date is, but I'm hoping. I'm hoping, because that would be 3 years, right? Borderlands came out in 2009?
So 2009 or 2010?
I can't remember. That would be either... 2 or 3 years, so 2 years is at least, you know, is plenty of time to make a new game, I think. I don't know. But anyways, hopefully it comes out end of 2012, maybe.
Maybe.
What else? I don't know too much about other movies, TV shows. Let's see. Breaking Bad, maybe. I can't wait till the last season. One more season. Because they've... It is the last season, they've already said. So that'll be great to see that show end. I can't really think of anything else. What about you?
I am also looking forward to the Avengers, the Dark Knight Rises, and Spider-Man. I'm looking forward to Mass Effect 3. I am looking forward to... whatever changes that they make in the Old Republic within the next year.
I concur.
Because we need macros and mods.
And yeah, hopefully there's a mod for like voice chat.
That would be Skype or...
Well, I heard like in World of Warcraft, there was a third party mod where...
Yeah, it was Vent.
Oh yeah. Was that not good?
No, Vent is good. Vent is great.
Yeah, but I mean, like, because Skype's not... Cause we've had some problems with Skype, well, with a certain person.
Yes, and once you guys join the guild, we can just use Vent. No, and no problems.
Awesome. I just Gotta wait till the first.
That's right. What else am I looking forward to? Looking forward to what comes out of E3. Maybe hearing about a new console.
I'm looking forward to not hearing about a new console, because I still think this console can do more.
I don't know.
In my wallet, you know, as of right now, I'd rather wait, you know.
Well, if we hear about it E3, that means it won't be out until next year. They will not push it to Christmas. It will not come out next Christmas. I'm gonna call that one. No console next Christmas.
Oh, definitely. But I mean, like,
and I'm not counting Wii U. I'm counting Xbox and PS3.
Yeah.
Or PS.
Yeah. But I just mean, like, because I don't know. Everyone forgot that Xbox or Microsoft did say that the Xbox 360 is gonna last, you know, one day after the PS3, and the PS3 they said 10-year cycle. So.
Well, that does not mean that a new console will not be out.
True, but
because look at the PS2, that lasted well into. Are they still releasing games for the PS2?
It's not really. Every now and then they'll release some.
Well, there you go. But the PS2 is still going.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. I hope maybe it can last. I hope maybe because Microsoft, they just seem to be doing so much with, you know. Adding, they've done so much with software, and I'm hoping they can do more. They can last a little longer. Give us till
software,
like,
can only do so much before hardware gets in the way.
That's true. Yeah, I just hope maybe, I don't know. If they do, I hope it's not an expensive console. I hope it's a cheaper. I hope it's
not cheaply made.
You know, yeah, but I hope it's not like I hope it's like the 360, but with like. A little more processing power and more memory. Nothing
and
totally
better graphics.
Well, yeah, that too. But I mean, nothing like totally revolutionary. You know, ton. You know, like nothing from like not a huge leap, I guess. That
what
would
do you
make
think?
It so much money?
Blu-ray or not for the Xbox?
I think they're gonna use HD DVD. No. Just for their games, because you know it's not for DVDs, of course, but I think HD DVD could still be used for a game format since it's their game exclusive only, you know, because HD DVD does hold a lot more than a dual layer DVD, a lot more.
Not that much more.
It holds like 25 gigs, like as much as a Blu-ray.
Blu-ray can hold 500, I heard.
That's crazy. It can hold like a terabyte, but that's crazy. That's not like the PS3 is able to do. But I don't think they would do that, because then they would have... Sony owns Blu-rays, so they would have to pay Sony every time.
They might.
I really think they would do HD DVD, because it's efficient, and it's cheap to use, because...
I think that they're going to go with Blu-ray.
Because a dual layer...
Because here's why. Because they want the Xbox to be a media box. Yes, it plays games, but they want it to be media.
But they're doing media through, like, the internet, and their Zune 1080p streaming thing is really, really impressive. I don't know if you've ever...
But it's expensive.
True, but... I'm sure by the time the new console launches, prices maybe go
cheaper. I think that they're going to go with Blu-rays, because what are you going to play your Blu-rays on? You'd have to buy another thing. Why not just stick with that one box to play Blu-rays on?
Well, if people already have PS3s, if they have Blu-rays now, then they have either a PS3 or they have a Blu-ray player.
Well, here's the thing. This will give them reason to throw their PS3 out.
I don't know, because the PS3 is still the best Blu-ray player, because it does 3D Blu-rays, so it's still got.
But
that
how much of a
proof.
Kick in the pants if the Xbox is better?
I don't know. I think they still own the HD DVD technology, don't they?
Yeah.
And dual layer HD DVDs are like 30 gigs, so that's like at least that's more than three times the a normal dual layer DVD. And I still think maybe it'll play Blu-rays. I don't know, but I think for their as far as their games go, it'll be HD DVD for their own game discs. That's just my opinion. I could we'll see where you're going to a Blu-ray, but I don't know if they'd want to pay Sony, their competitors, to use it. I don't know.
I don't think Microsoft really cares. I mean, it does, but I don't. I think that they would be happy to pay them to beat them down.
Who knows? Maybe they've created a new format that's better than Blu-ray. That
another format war?
Well, not necessarily format. I still think, not necessarily format, but I mean like disc for their game, for their personal games. You know, it only works on Xbox, nothing else. Because it doesn't matter what type of format they make as long as it works on their thing. Because their games, of course, even if it's Blu-rays, it's not going to work on a PS3. So it doesn't matter
to them, but it matters to us. Well, and we count.
Well, you're not understanding what I'm saying, though. It wouldn't be a format war if it's their proprietary, you know, discs for their games.
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't know if they're going to do Blu-ray because I still think they're going to try to push people towards the streaming thing because, you know, more people are, you know, bandwidth is getting better slowly, but surely it's getting better across, you know, the country. And I think they're really going to try to, you know, push towards digital stuff. You know, they're going to use the Zune stuff rental service, and they're going to try to push digital releases, and they're still going to have media, but I think they're going to, with the next console, they're going to try to transition, you know, digital only slowly but surely with the next console. And the next console after that will probably be
that I could see, but people like me, I like having the physical thing.
Yeah, yeah, I know, but I think they're gonna try to slowly, and I think if they do that way, I think having Blu-ray would just be kind of dumb. But that's just that we've been talking about this longer than we should. This is like another topic for another show.
Predictions. These are our predictions.
True, true. Anything else, I guess, you're looking forward to?
Not that I can remember now.
Alrighty. Yeah, the Wii U, I'm definitely not looking forward to that. Screw that.
Yeah.
Oh, I am looking forward to cell phones next year because quad-core is going to... We're going to see a lot of quad-core phones and at CES.
So am I, because I'm able to upgrade next year.
Awesome. And my dual-core 1.5 gigahertz Samsung Galaxy S2 is
ready to get rid of it.
No. I mean, for something better, but it runs amazing. It's so awesome. And, you know, something double that speed, I'm all for. And the battery is not that bad. Honestly, it's pretty good. It lasts all day for me. So hopefully battery technology, they can stick bigger batteries or whatnot and with the quad cores and...
Well, not bigger, but better.
Better. Well, not bigger as in size, but as in...
Yes.
You know, as in...
Capacity.
Capacity, yeah. So, quad core phones, yeah. That's going to be awesome.
Yes. By that time, my phone will be more advanced than my computer. Because my computer's only dual.
Well, hopefully...
Right now.
Hopefully,
I'm also looking forward to my new computer.
I'm the same way. I'm already putting together parts and trying to figure out what kind of computer I want to build.
I've already picked out my parts.
Yeah, I keep changing my opinion on stuff. I keep saying, oh, well, I could, you know, oh, this is cheaper than this right now. Oh, they just had a sale, so if I did, oh, no. It's crazy, but yeah. So that's it for that. I guess we can close the show out, unless there's anything else you want to talk about.
Nope, I think I'm good.
Alrighty. You know, we are the Geeks for the Win, part of the Open Forum Radio Network. Tons of podcasts. Are you ready, Stuart? Or do you want me to...
In the middle of a cough, but yeah. Okay.
Remember.
I do, yes. I have already made that change. Okay. We have OFR Proper, OFR Sportscast, Spirit Point, Section Z Podcast, Truth to the Geeking, Intrepid Audio Productions, Lag Free, Know Your Gamer, Show Sportscast, Guide Button, The 40cast, The Knox Broadcast Company, which includes What Does God Say, Love and Learning Podcast, and All the Letters, The Family Cast, The From Page to Screen Podcast, which includes Media, Lifecast, Spotlight, and Video Games Arena, Geeks for the Win, and Vault Reviews.
All right.
I almost screwed up there.
Yeah, almost. But good job. Good job. We got our Android app, people. Android and iPhone app. The Android app is not on the Android marketplace, but it's on the Amazon App Store.
Yes.
And they're still trying to – they came across some bug with some certain app, like one of their apps they did. So they took all the apps down on the Android marketplace for some reason. I don't know. I got to email them and figure out what's up, you know, now with it. But they're going to bring it back. But it's on the Amazon App Store, $1.99. And the iPhone app is on the pod. You just search Geeks FTW or Podcast Box, and it's in there, $1.99. Facebook, Twitter, Google Plus, just search the Geeks FTW. Follow us on there, and you'll basically get everything whenever we Facebook and Twitter for sure. You'll know everything because whenever we make posts, they go straight to Facebook and Twitter. I don't think they go to Google Plus because they haven't released the APIs right.
Yeah.
To be able to do that, but we post on Google Plus.
Hopefully soon. That's another thing in 2012. Release Google Plus APIs.
Definitely.
Come on, Google.
Because TweetDeck, they need it badly.
They do.
Anyways, you know, if you're one of the people who if you're a new listener or new feedback, like I said, 70% of those people, I don't even know who they are. Call our voice line. Let us know who you are. If we know you by a different name or whatever, that's 1-347-433-5389, and that's 1-347-GEEK-FTW, and we'll play them on the show. Because we do that.
Right.
Or you can just send us an email at thegeeksftw@gmail.com. Or you can send me an email at william@thegeeksftw.com if you want just to talk to me or bring something to my attention. I'm using that email again. So
I forget my password to that email address.
Well,
I haven't used it in so long.
Yeah.
So.
Well, for me, I just want to keep the Geeks for the Win stuff a little separate from my personal stuff. And
well, that's what the Gmail's for.
Yeah, but the Gmail also, it also can get kind of confusing because we can see stuff and then one of us could reply and the other may not know the other replied and then we could also reply again. I always have that fear.
Look at something and think the other person's going to reply to that.
Exactly. So as far as
I thought that today, and it turns out that didn't happen. So I did it.
Yeah. So as far as like contacting me personally, you know, William@thegeeksftw.com. Yeah. And it looks nicer if we're going to be trying to get guests, future guests, you know, like industry people or whatnot. If we ever do, Harold said he's going to try to help us out. Because he's got some connections, but William@thegeeksftw looks a lot better than, you know, Poetic Soul 44 or whatever, you know. And I've tried William McDonald or William.McDonald@gmail, and all those are taken. There's no way to do that, so, yeah, unfortunately, they're all taken. Who would have known there's so many William McDonalds? Not I.
Yeah, because McDonald, not a popular last name at all.
I've really not come across too many people named McDonald.
Really?
Really.
There's a restaurant chain. Come on.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
So what does that have to do with it? The people.
It's famous.
The people who made the restaurant chain sold the chain like 50 years ago, if not longer. So for the longest time, the owners aren't even McDonald's. So
I know quite a bit of McDonald's.
That's new. Like I said, I've only come across one other person with McDonald. Actually, awesome thing. David Tennant's last name was originally McDonald.
Well, see, there you go.
So that's awesome. Maybe we're related some strange way. I hope that so badly. Even if I never meet him, I still.
You can be related to David Tennant if I can be related to Randy Pitchford.
You can, yeah, definitely. You're related to Randy Pitchford. You get us Borderlands too early. Hell yeah.
That's right.
Hell yeah. You did. I would love for you to be related to him. He'd give us all kinds of crazy, awesome stuff. And we can, and me being related to David Tennant, we'd get him on the show.
That's right.
So, you know, both scenarios is a win-win. Which I gotta say, did you listen to the Nerdist podcast with him?
Not yet.
It is amazing.
Of course it is.
It is awesome. But, yeah, I listened to it before I watched the Nerdist TV show. And I'm glad I did, because they cut a lot. I could see when the Nerdist TV show where they cut, they did some really good job editing, because they made it seem like what was on the Nerdist TV show was all one, you know, it wasn't cut pieces put together, you know. It looked like it was all one thing. It was really, unless you listened to the show beforehand, you wouldn't have known it was pieces throughout, you know, an hour and a half interview.
That's interesting.
Yeah, definitely. But what else? iTunes reviews, please, people. Like I said, I've tweeted and said, we only have, I'm pulling up iTunes now, but as far as I know, we only have 3 iTunes reviews. So if you think you've left...
Because of our new feed.
Yes, because of our new feed. So if you think you've left us one, you did, but we had to switch feeds, so please leave us one again, and we'll give you shout-outs, definitely. Like I said, 3. We only got 3. Come on now, people. I don't make me call some of you out, because I know some of you. I could call, you know, some of our OFRN brethrens, and who should definitely be leaving us iTunes reviews, because we've left iTunes reviews for all of your podcasts. Even Patriot left us one, but I was about to say even others like Patriot, who's had to switch his feed. I think we had to leave another extra
multiple
one.
Times.
But he left us one, so no calling him out, just a shout out. But let's see, no bonus content this week because it's the holidays with that, and we're kind of in a holiday mood, not a real, you know, not real working mood. It's kind of, I kind of feel like it's kind of vacation-y mood ish even though it's in between,
even though I'm going to work every day still.
Yeah, unfortunately, holiday, I'm waiting until after the holidays to find a job, when all the freaking teenagers have to go back to high school and leave the seasonal jobs, people will be wanting workers, so that's when I'll get a job. Because no one's hiring now, sadly. So that's what I'm looking forward to in 2012. Getting a job. That's a good one. But yeah, people, remember our new feeds. Our RSS feed is tinyurl.com/geekcast. And the iTunes is tinyurl.com/iTunesGeek. So definitely check those out and pass them along to people. That would surely help. And retweet us if you would whenever we tweet stuff out on the Geeks FTW, or when we tweet on our stuff about the shows, because that will also really help spread the word. We definitely appreciate that. I guess personal shout-outs, Stuart?
You might have noticed when I was doing the list of the shows, we left 2 of them off. That is because the Angry Mailman is now not actually part of OFRN, but still a friend. So shout outs to him for going out on his own and doing whatever he's going to do in the future. So big shout out to him and Bubba.
Yeah, which that means we have to put them, we have to take them off the OFRN and put them on Friends of the Geeks.
That's right.
TW. So that's right. More work for us.
Well, yeah.
Is that it?
Shout out to everybody who left their top TV show, video game, movies. I'm sleepy, so I'm not words right. I think that'd be it. Shout out to 2011. Shit happened. 2011.
Good shit. And some bad shit.
But yeah, shit happened.
It was definitely a memorable year. At least
it was.
So for me, definitely shout outs to Anthony and Bubba. Looking forward to what they're doing. Still glad they're doing podcasting, and you know, sucks they're leaving Open Forum Radio Network, but it's still good that they're still podcasting.
Yeah.
Because we're subscribed no matter where you go.
That's right.
Shout outs to Fadios. Shout outs to Fadios because let me pull this up real quick.
Because we can't remember.
No, I want to say something specific.
Oh, while you're doing that, yeah. I forgot to shout out Paladin and Van Red, because the four of us have been playing the old Republic together, and it's been fun.
It's been tons of fun. I can't find it.
Even if Paul is a ninja and stole my freaking armor, it was great armor that he took it,
and he didn't even need it.
He's a Jedi. I'm a bounty hunter. Different armor. He saw that and just grabbed it. Yank, ninja.
And he's like, "Sorry guys, I'm new. And it's like, "Yeah, you do," because we explained I was like, "Yeah, you do," because Stuart, you explained the need and greed thing the day before.
Yeah, but or
2 days before. Well,
but the icons look similar. They do.
Yeah, that's true. But I can't find the message, but he gifted me a game on Steam, and I can't find where his message was from the gift, but he said something about, hurry up and play this before Stuart ruins it for you. Any guess on what game he gifted me?
The Old Republic? Knights of the Old Republic?
Yes, he did. So, I'm going to have to
make... That is an 8-year-old game.
Yeah, I'm going to have to make time to play that, which I thank him for gifting me that. I was waiting. I guess I didn't know it was. I don't even know if he bought it on sale when it was on Steam or not. I don't know when exactly he did.
Knights of the Old Republic on Steam is the best version to play right now.
Yeah, but I don't know if he bought it when it was on sale, because this was a couple days ago he gifted me it. So I have no clue. I really haven't been paying attention to the Steam sales too much. But anyways, even if it was a penny, I still thank him. Because that's awesome, and I'll definitely make time to play it. It'll take longer because I have the Old Republic to play as well.
And playing this game will actually make some stuff kind of pop out at you.
Not too much, though. I've heard there's not too much.
Like we were saying the other night while we were doing Black Talon, the voice of that Jedi lady is the same voice of Bastila. And from what Van Red said, she is the descendant of Revan, who's the main character.
Oh, that's cool. Okay.
He's the baddie. Well, I said he's not the main character, but he's the baddie that people talk about.
Okay. And then after I play that, I can read the Revan books, right? Or do they come after?
The first half of the Revan book you can read, because the second half involves the character from Knights of the Republic 2.
Oh, and that's not on Steam.
Right.
Oh, that sucks. Oh, well. I'm too busy to read anyway, so. Oh, well. But thanks, Fadios, for the gift. On Steam. I'm looking forward to playing it because I'm getting used to playing PC games with a mouse and keyboard, and it's not as bad as I thought. Relearning how to do that, because I got so used with the 360 controller that I forgot how to, you know. But it's like, you know, it really was like riding a bike. It all came back to me, even though I have crappy mouse and crappy keyboard at the moment. Anyways, who else? Shout out to Ace Black, because I'm not going to be able to make it, but he's still doing game nights for Open Forum Radio.
Right.
And he's doing a free-for-all game night. I guess maybe everyone plays their own game, but they're in a party, so they're all chatting.
Okay. That's actually kind of cool.
So
it'll be like a Skyrim party.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure everyone will be playing either Skyrim or maybe Battlefield 3. I don't know. That seems to be what that group of people do. But
I would like to play some more about Battlefield 3.
I would join, but UFC 141 is free Friday night on the Xbox. So I'm not going to pass that up. A $55 HD free event. I can't pass that up. So I tweeted him saying I love the free-for-all idea and I can't, got UFC, but I'll definitely make sure I make it next time.
I've never seen UFC, but I might check it out if I remember.
Oh, if you did, really and truly, I'll tweet you. I'll tweet you like 3 hours before the event and 2 hours and 1 hour and I'll give you plenty of, I'll remind you plenty of times, but yeah, and shout outs to Harold, because I've really enjoyed him being on the last two episodes, and I'm looking forward to all the stuff that's going to happen in 2012 with him as a host.
Definitely, yes.
So I guess, this wraps up the second annual Geek of the Year episode of the Geeks for the Win podcast, or episode 72, I guess.
But is it 72 or 71? Because you 71. Said 71.
71.
At the beginning of the show.
So yeah, it is. Okay. It is 71. Sorry, for some reason the show notes. I looked at the show notes for the Facebook, Android app, voice line, that stuff, the closing stuff, and for some reason it says 72. I don't know why.
I noticed that when you said 71, because I had to think there for a second. Is he right or wrong?
I don't know why, because, it is 71, because 69 was Harold, and then the first time Harold was on, and then 70 was, 71. I don't know why it says 72, but I guess it's set up for next week. 71, so. I guess we will see you next week, or next year.
Next year?
So it'll be it'll be next year when we'll be recording. So 2012.
End of the world, baby. Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? I'm not going to play the whole song.
I was about to say, who the heck is that?
Mariah Carey.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not a big Mariah Carey fan.
Neither am I. I got that song just for that occasion.
I'm thinking that better not be somebody new, because I don't know anybody. I don't know any pop reference now.
It's Lady Gaga.
I know her. That's about it.
Yeah, but yeah, that was Mariah Carey.
Alrighty, bye, people.
See ya.